WB9IFE.
Yeah, dragging my feet to be sure that somebody wasn't coming on for us. Well, thanks, Rick, for those comments. One thing that's really neat about that, Mike, I could tell you were going through the broadcast chain because of how flat everything goes out nicely. And the thing has a lot of sparkle. Really does. So, man, I can't imagine that thing having a lot of low end to tame, because, man, it's one of the flattest responses I've seen. But we've got really good conditions tonight. And I haven't tuned up the amplifier, so unless somebody comes in a few minutes. VE6CQ from W5JAY.
Yeah, Roger, Rick, VE6CQ and W5JAY. This is WB9IFE, Whiskey, Bravo 9, India, Foxtrot, Echo. Name is Chuck, Charlie Hotel Uniform, Charlie Kilo. Thanks for picking me up. Located near Chicago, running an ICOM IC756 into an SB200. Here on 20, I have my DX100 parked on 40 and my Globe King 400C parked on 75 with the amplifier right now, about 20 over. Hope you can copy okay there, and I'll keep it cool on here. I'm not sure if W5JAY can hear me, so back to you then. V6CQ, WB9IFE.
Hey, hi Rick, this is Jim, KB9RFU. Yeah, I just thought I'd give you guys a shout, and I don't want to take up much of the time, good to talk to you again. I'll just turn it back over to you, and I'll listen for how that antenna turned out, but I won't reply. Back to you, Rick.
Yeah, okay, Rick, VE6CQKDJR. You got it correct, Bob, in the Detroit area in Michigan. I'm the 7300. I am driving the Henry 2K4 tonight at about 250 watts, so that's probably why it sounds good, 250 carrier. I could probably turn that off. The 7300 is kind of cranked down to about 14 or 15 watts, enough to drive the Henry pretty high. Shows about 250. I can adjust it up and down a little bit, but it's showing about 250 and about maybe 800 on the PEP. I have this Viking Ranger and a Collins 390A and a Drake 2B. And I've also got Drake TR4s that go on AM. But I usually get on 75. We have kind of a net around 3880 a lot. And but I haven't really done much on the higher frequencies. It certainly sounds good. When I look at the waterfall display, it's interesting because I haven't had this kind of display. I have a 756 Pro 3 here also. On the waterfall display, it's obvious when I'm looking at AM signal, I can see the width of the signal on the waterfall. CW, of course, has a very narrow stripe, and sideband has only the upper part of the sideband showing. Over.
Victor Echo 6, Charlie Quebec, KB9RFU. Yeah, you kind of pretty much nailed probably 80% of it there. It's not the usual, modulation type of signal that you'd normally find on the band. So. And it's good to keep that kind of stuff alive. And I kind of believe that we should exercise every little bit of technology and privilege that we have. And that kind of keeps the interest alive and shows that we're interested in keeping our spectrum here. I'll send it back to you, VE6CQ, KB9RFU.
Victor Echo 6, Charlie Quebec. K9KQX. Okay, so there's little quirks about the FTDX 5000. The power level adjustments are also paired up with the microphone adjustments, and so I probably fat-fingered it, and I cranked it back to where I had the setting before, which is about 50% gain on the microphone level. Normally I run at about 32 on single sideband, but on AM I have to increase the microphone gain to 50. So I'm hoping it's back to normal, because that's what I had it set before, and I think it's okay. So let me know what you think. Thank you. KQS.